Tweenage Tearaway, Trixie Tempest and the Witch's Academy by Roz Asquith, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1. It's happened! Every 10-year-old in the country has one big dream, and it's the same dream. And it's happened to me! I have a real, proper letter inviting me to go to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Oh no, you think this is a joke, don't you? Someone, probably my tricky friend Dinah Daredevil, is pulling the old wool over the eyes of me, Trixie Tempest. But no, this is for real. Well, wait, it isn't Hogwarts exactly, but it'll be just the same, I know it. It happened first post this very morning, when an owl just swooped into the kitchen. Oh, all right, I made that bit up. When the postman stumped up the path and was leapt on, as usual, by my dog Harpo and a bundle of puppies. I think they like his dreads. Luckily, he is a kindly postman who likes dogs. "Record your delivery," he bellowed, causing everyone to rush headlong into the hall except me. Well, it's not my birthday, and I don't have a pen friend, though I would like one. So I took the chance to get a whole bowlful of crispy popsicles. Ha! Why was my small cannonball of a brother, Tomato, hurtling to the door, do you think? It's because he sent off 52 crispy popsicle tokens that he's been collecting since he was 3 to get a lightsaber. Why was my father hurtling to the door? This is a bit sad, really. He's been collecting tokens too, for a half-price workbench that my mother says he already has 3 of, and what use could he possibly find for another? Why was my mother hurtling to the door? Because she's taken the day off work to wait in for some boring furniture. Why does she think the postman is delivering furniture? Why do I care? I'm on my second bowl of crispy popsicles. "It's for you, Trix," says my...